Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hi, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
How you doing?
Good. I think we need to, like, fess up right off the top.
Okay,
right off the top.
Okay, I leave it in your hands. Fess.
This episode has been recorded early because Lisa's going to the Grey Cup.
It's been pre-recorded.
It's been pre-recorded.
Yes. And normally we don't do that.
No, normally we do not.
But it seemed like a better idea than not doing one.
Exactly.
Right? Because I enjoy doing it.
Wonky, you definitely like to hear yourself talk.
I do. More so than I like to hear you talk. But apparently, where I shake my head with Lisa and Sam.
Yeah, apparently. Darn it. Why did you bring me along again?
Sometimes.
It's hard to say.
When I'm lying awake and I can't sleep, I'm like, why? What was I thinking? Why did I bring Sam?
Get the elephant off my back.
Right. The car helps. It's an integral part because it's yours. Right?
Well, you can't have Betty.
I don't want Betty.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I don't want Betty.
All right. Don't! Oh, my God.
Okay.
Don't talk like that character on the show.
Okay.
Don't.
Okay.
You're being rude.
I'm not trying to be.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Just stop.
Well, I think you're rude lots of days.
And
I don't even just say. So there. Sometimes when I'm working, I just think, I think Sam's rude. And I don't just say it, so...
And you know what? There are so many people out there that would probably agree with you.
They wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know what they'd agree with me on? Mm. That you're so pretty.
Oh, thank you.
They would think that for sure.
Thanks.
And they'd be envious of your perfectly arched eyebrow.
Well, you know, I work on it.
Haven't talked about it for a while. We have not talked about that perfectly arched eyebrow.
We have not talked about my eyebrow.
Right?
No.
It's perfectly arched.
How's your hair doing?
It's doing okay.
Because you got a coif now.
It's not, what do you mean? I don't like that word. I don't even know what that word means. I got a trim.
I used cumbersome on her just like an hour ago. She's like, what's cumbersome?
It's not something that a dude wears with his tuxedo.
No, that's a cummerbund.
Yeah, sometimes I don't get the big words, Samantha.
No, you don't, Lisa.
I don't. So I don't know what coiffed means.
Coiffed means you got your hair done.
Yeah, I got my pretty on.
You got your pretty on.
I got some low lights.
No. You got some highlights.
I got some highlights.
Mia would be so upset with you right
well,
now.
Well, I know that I went a little lighter. So I just thought that was lower.
No.
So I have no, friends of the podcast, I have no skill in hairstyle whatsoever.
You don't.
Right? I grew a chia pet once and it was pretty out of control. That's kind of where my expertise lies.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, how's your day been?
It's been long.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
You know, I'm curious.
Okay.
You told us, me and the people.
Yes.
That you were having a practice advent calendar.
Yes.
How's it going?
It's done.
It's the middle of the month, Lisa.
I practiced really hard. I was really committed to mastering it, and I've done that. Here's the thing, right, is that because I just love the chocolate so much.
Uh-huh.
So in November, because I don't want to cheat in December.
Oh, so you're going to do only that day.
Yes, that's what I do in December.
Really?
Yeah, so I break the rules in November like the rebel that I am, right? I throw caution to the wind, right? And I'm just like, whatever.
Doing it.
I feel like 22 today and I just take it. Right? So I don't even go by the numbers. I just go by what I feel like eating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Kind of like deal or no deal. Pick a case. 21. And then I eat 21. Yeah.
Okay, but December...
1 through 25.
Got it.
Yeah,
cheating.
No, and you don't jump ahead or anything.
Oh, okay.
No, you play by the rules.
I'm very shocked that you will play by the rules.
I'm going to do my best. Usually I get through it.
Okay, but I feel in order for you to get through your December advent calendar, you will need to have a full stash of icy scores.
Yeah, because that's my... Yeah, so when I feel like I need to, like, sneak into the advent calendar,
uh-huh.
then I get an icy score. Yeah. Yeah.
But don't, okay, go.
But for the record, let me just say, I've already eaten a 1 kilogram container of them.
Oh my God.
And I'm on my second box of After Eights.
Second?
Yes, but it's not my fault because Michelle from Olsen bought a box of, and they came in like a 3-pack.
Well, I know, I got one the other day.
Did you get a 3-pack?
No, she gave me one.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. You had an individual one.
Yeah.
So I thought, like, I'm like, what do you mean? She bought you some too? I was going to have an issue with that. Because you know me, I expect people like me more.
Oh my God.
But they don't.
I don't expect for people to buy me stuff. You do.
No, I don't expect
it. Yes, you do.
I don't expect it, but I just think it's lovely that they do.
Yes. No, you do.
I just think it's wonderful. I think it's beautiful that they do.
No.
Yes.
No.
So, yeah. So, I'm good.
All right.
I'll do the December advent calendar proud. I'll make you proud, Samantha. I'm not going to cheat.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, I want you to remember, okay, even though you're going to the Grey Cup,
yeah,
bring my puffy coat home.
Okay.
Because you, I don't know why I had to give it to you 3 weeks or 3 weeks early.
Because the first day that I asked you for it, you forgot it.
Well, of course.
Right? So that was, so I know, Lisa knows you well enough.
Okay, but eventually you would have got it. But why did I have to give it to you 3 weeks ahead of time?
Because we want to make sure that it fits in the suitcase with everything else before we pack the suitcase for
and
real.
How many suitcases do you, are you taking?
We're taking three. A big one, that big one that we got from Walmart.
The one you had to demo?
The demo one. Yeah, because it's going to hold all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to hold all the stuff.
And then you have one and Mikey has one.
Yeah, because I'm like I'm a neat packer, but once I'm like Stan, I'm not that neat.
You're all over the place.
All over the place.
That would drive him insane.
Yeah, it would, because he's very neat and organized.
He's very much
yeah.
that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the suitcase that goes to the Grey Cup.
Yes.
What is in that gigantic suitcase?
Okay, so there's going to be Mike's winter boots.
Uh-huh.
I just bought some new ugly winter boots, but they're going to keep my feet warm, apparently. Ski pants.
Are they Sorels?
They're Sorels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But they're gray. Not like a white and not that high.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But ugly. Because I hate winter boots.
Yes, I know.
Nobody hates winter boots more than me. Some ski pants. Your puffy coat.
Uh-huh.
I bought
ski pants?
Well, it could be minus 40.
I know, but I'm just surprised.
And they're big, hey? They're big. I'm going to look like I'm 475 pounds. Because everything is so big, right?
And your chicken little legs.
You won't even know that there's legs in there. You won't, I don't, my legs, I don't even know if my legs can even hold up the ski pants.
Oh my God, it'll be awesome.
Yeah, right? And so ski pants.
Uh-huh.
And then I have your puffy coat.
Mm-hmm.
I have long johns.
Of course.
I have a long john shirt, whatever that is. I don't even know.
A thermal shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have like wool socks.
Good idea.
And I have my mitts. Like, not my mitts, but like my mitts. Right? Like my mitts.
Not your crappy mitt.
No.
Your mitts.
My mitts. Right?
It's a manly mitt.
It's a manly football cheering mitt. Yes. They make lots of noise when you clap them together. Right? So I got my mitts. And I got my toque. And it has...
With your mohawk.
Yeah, it has like flaps that come over my ears.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like I have a black mohawk. And I have tattoos.
You're going to put stuff on your face.
Yeah. And then today I was talking to my kid sister and she thinks we should paint our faces. I'm like, maybe we will.
Are you going to wear a watermelon helmet?
I don't know.
That's the Rider fan.
It is the true Rider fan. But here's the thing with the watermelon is that, you know how near and dear to my heart watermelon is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like,
do you want to stick it on your head?
After a few drinks, I just might. Hard to say. Right? Anything's possible, Samantha, at the Grey Cup.
That's true.
I gotta hope that the riders get there first. Because, again, as we're pre-recording.
Well, because right?
we're
not
don't,
there yet.
We don't know if they're in there.
Ooh.
Yeah. But even if they're not, right? I mean, it's just, like, lots of fun.
True.
Yeah.
I think it'll be great.
Yeah. So, also in that suitcase, though, too, is all of Mike's winter stuff, too. So, we got the one big suitcase that's, like, our...
Does he have a normal winter coat?
What do you mean?
Because doesn't he just have, like, a bush coat?
He has, like, a winter bush coat. But, yeah, he has, like, three winter coats.
Oh.
All rider.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So, just depending on his mood, what he'll take. Right? But, yes, he does.
Fantastic.
And then, yeah, so he'll have his stuff, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of money you're spending on suitcases.
I know.
Because they charge you now.
They do. Extra $25. Yeah. Go figure. But, yeah, so there we go. That's what we're doing.
Go Grey Cup.
Go Grey Cup.
Go Grey Cup.
Go Grey Cup. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What? Okay. So, you...
I gave you a look.
Listen. Listen right now. You shut your mouth. You shut your mouth.
What? I didn't say anything.
Don't look at me like that.
I gave you
Matter
a look.
Matter of fact, you just look straight ahead. We're having friends of the podcast. Usually when we talk during this podcast, we are facing each other. Samantha, you look straight ahead.
No. Yes, don't look
at me. Because you're going to deny this, and then you're just not being truthful. Who called it?
I called it.
I predicted it.
No, you
yes,
didn't. Okay, we're talking about the blacklist.
Do you save your texts?
Yes.
Because you should go back, because
you did
at the beginning
not.
Of September...
Oh, I'm not going all the way back, then.
See? At the beginning of September, I said, here's my prediction. I sent you a text. Samantha, what's your prediction for this season? And as usual, you're like, I don't really quite know for sure. We'll just see how it unfolds. And I'm like, okay, well, I predict that Tom dies and Lizzie's in a coma for a long time.
You did not.
I did too.
You did not.
Did
you
too.
Lying sack of shit. Oh my God. You did not.
I meant to.
No, you
I
didn't.
I meant to.
You didn't.
I maybe
you didn't.
I mustn't have hit send. But I knew that that was what was going to happen.
Do you understand what's going on, though?
Yeah, I understand. Tom's dead.
Yeah, but now, who has the bones, Lisa?
I know, the bones. Red's got the bones. People died for those bones.
Tom died for those bones.
Tom died for the bones.
They stabbed him several times.
At the beginning of this, remember, there's been a few times when we've talked about it, and you were like, oh, I don't even know who's going to have the bones.
No,
and
I'm like, no.
Yes.
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 It was very, I was kind of like.
Wait, did you cry?
No. Because I'm like, Tom's coming back. There's going to be something happening.
Like he's a twin?
I don't think he's dead.
Well, he looked pretty dead.
Well, he did look dead, but that doesn't mean anything.
No.
No.
Maybe he's a twin?
No.
I don't know.
Something's happening.
I think something's happening too.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I don't think Tom's dead.
I think you're full of shit.
I think that you're full of shit. I think you are.
I think halfway through the storyline, you're like, what's going on?
No, I wasn't.
I have no clue.
No, I was like, oh, yeah.
No, you.
I'm like, uh-huh. And then I did a couple like, ow, ooh, like that. And I was like, go Red. Don't do it, Tom. I did a lot of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I texted you and you seemed to, whatever. Like, not really be caring.
You're so full of it.
Do I sound like it?
Yeah.
No, I sound very confident in
my you're not.
Blacklist
we
ability.
We can't talk about the because you never know what's going on.
So when is it back?
January 3rd.
January 3rd. They got some explaining to do to you.
They have they have some explaining to do to everybody.
Yeah, right?
Why'd you kill off Tom, dude?
You just said you didn't think Tom was dead.
I don't know.
You're wishy-washy.
I am.
Yeah.
Why is I'm that? Allowed to be.
Says who?
Me.
Okay.
That's what's happening.
That's what's happening. Jazz hands, wishy-washiness, the odd ponytail thrown in.
Year 49's awesome so far.
So far, so good. So far, so good.
Okay, but you know what I just realized?
What?
As we talked about your Grey Cup stuff?
Yep.
The Grey Cup is over the Black Friday weekend.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. And, oh, wow.
You're not here.
I'm not here.
You're missing Black Friday.
I'm not working.
The craziest retail weekend.
Yep.
Known to man.
Absolutely.
And you get to miss out this year.
Guess who's not working? That's me. Guess who's not working? That's me.
Bitch, please.
But also, ready for this? Guess who's not shopping? That's me. Guess who's not shopping? That's me.
Okay, stop singing.
Okay.
What is with you?
I think
we've uncorked.
I know.
The singing right? Lisa.
It's so funny because all my years of not singing have all just come out.
Just bleh.
I know. Now I don't care. Don't
stop it.
Don't squash my spirit.
I'll squash it anytime I want.
That's not very nice. Nice.
I never said it was.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. That's a good point. You don't go around claiming that.
No, I don't.
I think you're nice.
Okay.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
What are we going to do about Black Friday then?
Well, I'm going to probably sleep in.
And I'm not.
And you're not. And I'm going to probably have a nice big breakfast.
Uh-huh.
At Shea Hallman.
Shea Hallman.
Right? That's my sister's. Right? And probably be lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll send you some texts that I know you won't answer because you'll be too busy.
Riddle me this.
Okay.
Why do we do Black Friday in Canada? Because our Thanksgiving, done.
Done. Exactly.
Done in October.
Right?
We don't do a Black Friday in October.
I know.
Why are we paying attention to the United States?
I
no offense to you guys.
No.
Love ya.
But
why don't we have to get insane?
It doesn't make
a lot
of sense.
On a day that we don't have off?
I know, right? Dear Black Friday, who invited you to come to Canada? Who invited you? Who invited you to Canada?
I think the retailers just saw it as a really good time to
they probably saw
get
how,
people to shop.
Well, they probably saw how successful it was in the States. Right?
Uh-huh. Because people, know? They get crazy.
They do. But do you know, here's a little bit of information from the States.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready, Samantha?
I'm ready.
Ready for this?
Got it.
Americans spend more time shopping on Thanksgiving weekend than they do visiting Disney World in Florida.
What?
Yes. For example, 18.5 million people visited Florida Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
22 million people went to Walmart on Black Friday. Right?
That's funny.
Isn't that ridiculous? 22 million people went to Walmart.
It's very important that they get the deals on Black Friday.
Oh, God. I don't ever want to go to Walmart on a good day. Let alone on Black Friday with the rest of the world.
No, I
that
don't.
That I don't care about.
No.
Right? And that. And in the United States, they expect 135 million shoppers.
In one day?
In one day.
That's not just the weekend?
That's what they say, one day.
One day.
One day.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
That is insane.
Yeah. Isn't that so insane?
United States, you've dragged us into your crazy.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Right? I get that we're like partners in crime and we're like
neighbors.
You're sister from another mister. We're all that. I get that, right? I get that. But come on, who invited you to Canada?
Huh?
Right? Because now you know what I think? Now I think Black Friday in Canada, you're like grandma who decided to, I think I'll stay another week. Right? That's what you're like. You're like grandma who decided to stay another week visiting.
Yeah.
Nobody wants you another week. Right? Well, we put up with you.
We do.
We put up with you. And we put on a fake smile and pretend we're okay that grandma's staying another week.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we feel about Black Friday in Canada.
This is true.
Right? I know we sound negative, but...
No, I mean... It serves a purpose.
It serves a purpose.
It serves a purpose.
It does.
Purpose. But, dear Black Friday, why do I have to wake up early?
Yes. Right?
Why?
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 Why do we have to wake up early? Because here's the thing. We wonder why there's so much violence on Black Friday.
There's so much.
Because people didn't get enough sleep. Like, I know how you are without your coffee.
No, that's
right?
True.
Let alone if it's 4 a.m.
But there are people camping out the night before.
Yeah, why?
To get into the Walmart, the Best Buys, the whatevers.
Why?
To, like, get the big, the door crasher deals.
But
and I'm like,
do
you need that TV that bad?
But do you know that all they have to have, that store only has to have one item, that one of that door crasher. They don't have to have 25 TVs waiting for you.
No.
They have to have one TV at that price. Right? We know that because we're retailers.
That's true.
We know the inside scoop.
We do.
We got the skinny.
We got the skinny.
We don't got the skinny on much.
No.
But we got the skinny on Black Friday. Right?
Okay. Dear Black Friday.
Dear Black Friday.
Where are my deals?
Right? Where are my deals?
Where are my deals?
Where are my deals?
What's going on?
Yeah. Right?
Dear Black Friday.
Why are there, like what are the retailers' deals for Black Friday? Like, what are my deals? That's
nothing.
What I want to know.
You get to get up early, go to work,
yeah.
Deal with other people who have gotten up early.
By the time you get to go and take advantage of the deals, they sold out.
They're done.
It's over.
It's over.
Or the mall's closed.
Yep.
Right?
Because you've worked all day.
Yeah. So it's things like that. But here's another thing, right? Dear Black Friday. Sorry I missed your early arrival. I hit the snooze button. Right? That's what I think. I don't want to get up early for it.
No, neither do I.
And I get that this year I'm not going to be around, but I've put in a lot of time.
Right? I put in 2 decades.
Ever since Black Friday came uninvited,
oh.
We've been at its mercy.
Well, do you remember when we first started opening on Christmas or on Boxing Day?
Yep.
I hated that.
Hated that too.
We used to be closed.
I know. And that used to be one day that we put up with it, let alone, oh, look at that, 30 days late, 30 days sooner. We're going to do it then too, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand it. You know what else I think? Dear Black Friday, remember when you used to be Boxing Day, right? Remember when you used to be Boxing
remember
Day?
Remember when you used to be Boxing Day?
Remember when? That's what I'm thinking.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, you used to be Boxing Day.
Because now I think Black Friday is the bigger deal than Boxing Day.
They claim it's the busiest, it's the most financial day for retail.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because they say it's the start of holiday shopping,
yeah.
But it's when most businesses go from red to black.
Yeah. Right? So they go from the bad to the good.
Yeah. In one day. And it used to be only a day, but yeah. Now it's a 4-day excursion.
Well, because now they just, because again, right, grandma's staying. grandma came early.
Now it's Black Friday. How you doing Saturday? What up Sunday?
What up Sunday?
Cyber Monday.
And let's return everything on Tuesday. Right? That's how it goes. Right? That's the cycle.
And then you. Right?
And then it's been a week.
Yeah. And then you get the people that come in the Tuesday and go, so where are all the Black Friday deals?
Yeah.
They're done.
Yeah. They were done.
They're done.
Yeah. It's called Black Friday. Right?
Well, it's Black Friday weekend.
Yeah, it's Black Friday weekend. But did you know, so here in Saskatoon, because I thought of your mom. So the other day, I saw your mom and dad at my work, right? They were in the mall and they came by to say hi.
Yes.
Looking for an easy chair, right? Or a recliner or something like
that.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They mentioned a place where they said they were going to go to. I don't for the life of me remember the name. However, I heard on the radio that that place was doing Black Friday a week early. Really? Why we gotta do that?
Because it's not a real shopping day in Canada.
Because Larry and Sheila. Because when I heard that, all I thought was, I should tell them. No, Larry and Sheila can go on Black Friday.
No, I don't want my parents shopping on Black Friday.
I know, but they don't need to go a week early. We don't need to, we do not need to invite people to come shopping on Black Friday, two Fridays before Black Friday. Right? Right? Because then you're like, just after Remembrance Day. I don't understand it.
So really, what we could do, because Black Friday isn't really anything significant for us, other than the fact that we're kind of observing the fact that that's when the States kind of starts their holiday business.
Yeah.
We really can do whatever we want. So maybe we should start Black Friday a week early.
Make
let's
it our
get
own.
Radical.
Why don't, okay, but then here.
Let's be Canadian and get radical.
But let's, no, I don't want to be radical. That sounds scary. But it sounds scary.
No, it's not.
Yes, and we Canadians aren't scary. Why don't we then make our Black Friday our Thanksgiving weekend? Why can't it be then?
So you want to move Thanksgiving?
No, keep our Thanksgiving when it is, but have our Black Friday the next day.
Well, actually, no, that doesn't make sense. Because our Thanksgiving always lands like at the beginning of a week.
So then do the Black Friday the Friday before. So we'll do the opposite. So the States has their Thanksgiving and then Black Friday. Canada, this is what I propose. Dear Canada, how about we do Black Friday, then Canadian Thanksgiving? Just switch it. We'll do the opposite of the States.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
And have it in October.
I don't really care, because I'm not eating turkey on the 24th, and I'm not shopping on the 25th.
Right.
Nor am I shopping the Saturday, the Sunday, or the Monday.
Right.
Because I'll be working, and you will not be.
I will not be this year, because I'm going on holidays. Right? And I'm not going shopping either, because I think that would just be not fair to
the rest of the retail world.
Yeah.
Who has to work.
Although, to be honest, right? Dear Black Friday, probably wouldn't hate you if I didn't have to work. Right?
I still wouldn't shop.
No, because you wouldn't want the crowds.
No.
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 See, they don't scare me like that.
No, I'm not
crowds
scared.
Crowds don't bother me.
Crowds. But I just think, ugh.
I don't know.
I don't feel like waiting crazy. For it. I don't feel like waking.
No. You know, it's just a little bit. I don't know. It's just so much.
But Dear Black Friday, maybe there should be shorter hours for that day.
Yeah.
Maybe we should crunch it into like...
Make it a true stat where it's a shorter day. Because that's the beauty of a stat, right?
Yeah.
Because a stat holiday is... Not that Black Friday is a stat holiday, but let's make it a stat holiday and make it an 8-hour day instead of like a 28-hour day.
Because the Remembrance Day was on Saturday.
Shorter.
We actually stayed open longer.
We did not.
Busy.
We were busy.
And then everybody who works a normal job got the Monday off, and that was busy too.
Yeah, exactly, right? Because again... We retail hoes had to work that day, and I agree. My Monday was quite busy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because the rest of the world's off.
Yeah.
Still. Right?
And you know what?
Because Remembrance Day fell on a Saturday, yeah, so everybody gets an extra day.
We forgot.
Yeah.
That Monday potentially
could
be
busy. Yeah, I did, too. I did, too.
And it's like, oh.
I was like, should have had more people.
I know.
I know, hey? So much for lunch. Yeah, I never...
But at least Black Friday, you give us a heads up.
That's true.
Dear Black Friday. Thanks for the heads up.
Thanks for the heads up. Dear Black Friday. We know when you're coming. Right? That is true. Thanks for the heads up.
Thanks for the heads up.
But not a door crasher. Not a door crasher girl.
No.
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 What would it take? Is there anything that you can think of that would make you stand in line?
No.
I have two things.
Oh.
I have one thing.
Okay.
I have two things.
One, two, one. What are you doing?
if it was a win... Tickets to have lunch with Anne Murray.
I knew it had to do with Anne Murray.
I'd be there.
Oh my God.
I'd be there. Or tea with the Queen.
Oh my God.
Right? Tea with the Queen.
Who's
or
selling tickets to Anne Murray or tea with the Queen?
Well, I'm just saying, that would get me up early.
Oh my God.
I'd be like in the front of the line.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got
for
it.
For sure. Those two things.
Got it.
Would get me out there at 9 o'clock the night before.
Seriously? Nothing could.
Really?
Yeah.
What about meeting Michael Bublé?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
No.
No?
No.
Nothing?
No.
No?
Hardcore.
Really?
Don't care.
Don't care.
Don't care. Hashtag no. Don't care.
Hashtag don't care.
Hashtag Black Friday?
Don't care.
Don't care.
Wow. Hashtag Black Friday? I could be bought. I could be persuaded.
She could be persuaded.
I could be persuaded. Yeah.
You know what? Black Friday, it's busy.
Yes.
Which is good.
Makes the time go quick.
Makes the time go really, really quick.
Yeah.
And, but dear Black Friday, can you warn us?
That it's
can you
be, yeah.
Can you educate your people? Can you educate the
yes.
people that go shopping on Black Friday?
Right?
Can you let them know there will be crowds?
Yeah. Dear Black Friday, not your bitch. Right? We're not your bitch.
We're not your bitch.
We're not your bitch.
We're not your bitch.
We are but poor retail hoes who just peddle things for a living.
We peddle a few things for a living.
A few things.
Okay, but you know what I thought was really interesting for Black Friday? Is the violence on Black Friday.
It's crazy.
In 2013, 3 people got shot in 3 different mall, in 3 separate mall incidents.
Really?
One was in New Jersey, the other in Nevada, and the last one was Tennessee.
Serious?
Yeah. Shot for what?
What are you getting shot for on Black Friday?
Know.
Like, why are you getting shot on Black Friday?
It seems so weird.
Like, I don't understand the violence for it.
I don't know.
I know, like pepper spray too. They pepper spray you.
Well, and in Philadelphia, the police department coined the phrase Black Friday to describe the mayhem surrounding the congestion of pedestrian and auto traffic in the downtown area.
Wow.
The police department.
Wow, hey?
I'm like, seriously?
That's kind of crazy.
Problems, people.
You know what? Here's the thing, dear Black Friday. I get that you're the unofficial beginning of the Christmas season.
Yes.
But whoa, slow it down. Right?
Bring it back a little.
Yeah, right? Simmer down now. That's what I think you got to do. You got to simmer it down, right? Let us ease into the Christmas.
Ease it.
Right?
Ease on down the road.
Look at you singing a little bit from The Wiz there, hey? That is Samantha's inspirational Broadway jazz hands salute for today.
Ease on down the road.
But I don't get to sing.
No.
But you get to sing and throw in the jazz hands.
But it's fun.
Life's not fair.
Okay.
It's just not fair. Okay.
Black Friday?
Yeah.
Take it easy. Dear Black Friday, take it easy on staff.
Dear Black Friday, take it easy on staff.
You know why?
Why?
Longer shifts.
Yeah.
Got to get there early.
Yeah.
And sometimes people are threatened with termination if they don't show up for work or they don't want to work longer.
I know, right? Because
that seems really mean.
Dear Black Friday, retail bosses, they take this shit serious. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And dear Black Friday, don't be mean to the people that show up.
Don't be.
Don't be.
Treat them kindly.
Treat them kindly.
Respect them.
Did you know 1.2 million Canadians plan to be sick on Black Friday or Cyber Monday?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, better not be my staff.
Yeah. Dear staff. Attention, staff of Lisa and Sam. Dear staff. Don't you be one of those people.
Don't be those people.
Right? Take a sick day later.
And 6.4 million... will take a vacation day.
There's only
to shop on Black Friday.
Oh my God! There's only 36 million Canadians. Only 30. Canada has 36 million people.
We don't got a lot of people.
And 6.4 are taking a vacation day, and 1.2 are going to be sick.
Okay, but apparently, what happened last, and I'm kind of surprised at the numbers. So. Apparently, shoppers in Saskatchewan spent the most in Canada in 2016 on Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
The average dollar was $141 per transaction.
And we are not the richest province in the country.
No, we're not.
By any means.
No, we're not a have.
No, we are not a have.
We're not a have province.
No.
We're a have not.
So, dear Saskatchewan.
What you doing?
Put your credit card back. Right? Put it in the freezer.
Right? Put it in
a block of ice. You can't get at it for that weekend.
Stop it.
Right? Dear Saskatchewan, slow it down.
Slow your roll.
Right? We are not a have.
Stop it.
Right? It'd be different if we were a have.
Dear Black Friday.
Dear Black Friday.
What kind of present am I going to get?
I know, right? You're not going to get one.
No, I'm not going to get one.
You're not. Right? There's no present for you.
Dear Black Friday, do you care?
Black Friday does not care. This is what I know about Black Friday, Samantha. It doesn't care. It takes no prisoners.
Okay.
It has no mercy on you.
It takes no prisoners.
It takes no prisoners, and it has no mercy on you. Right?
No mercy on the soul?
No. Dear Black Friday, go ahead, chew us up and spit us out. You're going to anyways.
That's true.
Right?
That's totally true.
Okay, I think we bashed it good.
Okay. Well, we're not bashing
it. We're not bashing.
We are simply asking, dear Black Friday.
What the fuck?
Why you gotta be like that?
Why you gotta be like that?
Can we all just get along?
Can we all just get along here? Right? You're like the nemesis of the holiday spirit.
We're showing up.
Yeah.
We're playing the game.
We're there.
We're playing the game, Ben.
We're putting on our smiles.
But we need a little bit of something in return.
It has to be give and take.
That's all I want.
Okay, that's it.
Little give and take.
Little give and take.
That's all I got.
Absolutely.
Okay, but...
Oh, there. Do you feel better?
I feel a little bit better about the angst that I'm about to...
Do you feel prepared?
Yeah.
Hey, I promise you I will not go shopping.
Okay, don't.
I won't. I'm not doing
so
it.
I'm so mad at you.
I won't. I'll text you lots and you won't reply and then I'll be like, yeah, I don't know what her problem is. Oh, yeah, right. She working. But I'll still text you and see. I'll still text you updates. How's it going? How are you doing,
great.
Samantha? Yeah. I'll know. I can always tell from, I hear your voice in your text, no matter what. Right? Oddly enough. That's what happens when you've been friends for a long, long
time.
For
a long, long time.
Yeah, there's no, oh no, I didn't mean it to sound like that. Oh, yes,
yes
you did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. Who are you fooling? Can't fool me.
Okay, well, we have still questions from...
From our 40th episode.
From our 40th episode.
Yes.
What?
Hi.
From our 40th episode.
Yes.
So we're going to answer a few more.
That was such a fun experience.
Yeah,
I think people were so like, what about this? What about that?
It was
good. Like, yeah, lots of fun.
We enjoyed them.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, from Rough Giraffe.
Our girls in the UK.
In the UK.
Stacy, Kipper, Mum, and remember Mum's dog, Belle?
Oh.
Now, officially part of the gang.
Oh, that's cool.
I know, right?
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Kipper,
and Kipper's orange.
Kipper's
orange. A ginger.
Ginger.
Like every cat should be. Just saying.
For you.
For me. Just saying.
Okay, so their question was, what is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Go ahead, Samantha. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
I feel like when I say this, people will judge me.
Yep.
And I will have to just say, I don't care.
And I will have to just say, judge her. Judge away.
It's bubblegum.
I know it's bubblegum. Oh, my goodness.
I love bubblegum so much. But my second favorite is Tiger Tiger.
Yes.
Love that one.
Yes, it's your go-to but if bubblegum's not there.
Bubblegum.
Or God forbid, you're feeling all crazy and I'm going to get two scoops. Right? You're going for it.
I love bubblegum in the summer. Oh, just it's like perfect.
Yeah. So I have three answers for them.
Why?
Because one doesn't quite count.
Why?
Because you got to name two, so I'm naming three.
Bubblegum's number one.
Okay, and then Tiger Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
So my number one favorite is chocolate.
Could you be any more boring?
Oh, I just like chocolate ice cream. And my number two would be, you know what it is?
No.
Yeah, it's the old man ice cream.
Maple walnut.
Maple walnut.
Oh, my God.
Right? And my third that just says
the
old man ice cream. Right? And my third that I know I'm not supposed to say three, but if I'm like at home and I'm enjoying it, is Neapolitan.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's what Michael
said. The chocolate side.
Yeah,
just the chocolate side.
And Mike eats everything else.
Well, actually, I was just schooled on it, how you have to take your ice cream scoop and you go across it, not up and down it.
It's always good to learn a lesson, Lisa.
I know, right? So there you go, Rough Giraffe.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, so from Drink It Up,
yep.
It was, who is your favorite fictional character?
Oh, I like this question.
No, because you didn't know what fictional meant.
Yes, I do.
No, I had to tell you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I said that I would be... I said, what is my favorite fictional character? And I said, The Great Gatsby.
That's not a character.
And I said,
it's
fine.
A book.
I said,
it's the
fine.
Name of a book.
Okay, so fine. So my favorite character, Mr. Gatsby.
No.
Yes. Yes. That's my favorite fictional character, Drink It Up, is Mr. Gatsby.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And if you had one wish, what would it be? That's your other question.
Can I answer?
Okay, fine.
Can I answer it, Lisa?
Yes,
it's not just about you.
Okay, fine.
It's not just I shake my head with Lisa.
No, you're right, and Sam. But I just don't want you to school me on books. That's what I was trying to get you over.
Okay. My favorite fictional character is Jean Louise or Scout Finch from To Kill a Mockingbird.
I've heard of the book. I've never heard of the people.
She is she's a 6-year-old girl in the book, and she's the narrator of the book.
So your favorite character is a 6-year-old?
I like bubblegum ice cream. I feel like this is where I'm going.
I like the best things in life, Mr. Gatsby. I feel that's where I'm going.
No. This book is so well written, and this 6-year-old character, it's how she sees the world through her 6-year-old eyes.
Okay.
And it's kind of what she kind of, the conclusion she makes over a period of time.
Well,
it's a very good book.
And the beauty of The Great Gatsby is that it's how Mr. Gatsby sees the world through his eyes. Right? And
Lisa,
there's like...
you don't read. It's okay. They're not judging you.
I know, but that's my favorite character is Mr. Gatsby.
Yeah. No, it's not. Okay.
It is.
Let's move on.
It is. Okay. So they had another question for
us.
Drink It Up did. If you had one wish, what would it be? Go ahead.
For Lisa to zipper lip.
funny how just one of us is laughing. For it to be funny, usually two people have to laugh.
No, I think that's good.
Really? Do you know what mine is?
No.
To be able to throat punch you so hard. I just want to, if I had one wish, it would just be to throat punch you.
We're very violent today.
We are.
What's going on?
It's Christmas season.
It is. Because you know I need magical things in my life in order to get through the next
season. No, you know what? If I had one wish, it would just be to just like, just be wonderful. Just love everybody. And throat punch you.
No.
That's it. Love everybody equally. Love everybody. Yeah. Wish everybody well. Do great things, but be able to throat punch you.
And zip your lip.
I think I could get that zipper off. Probably. I think I'd be pretty good at that.
Uh-huh.
All right, what else we got?
Okay, the Best Forevers Pod asked, what would Snow White say if she stubbed her toe?
Son of a bitch. That's what mine would say.
Mine would be like, fuck!
Yeah, our Snow Whites are a little bit, they got some tood.
And they got some potty mouths.
They're a little attitude-y, right? Yeah.
Sorry.
Hopefully that didn't hurt your feelings.
That's the grown-up Snow White.
The grown-up Snow White, yeah. Now, if it's the younger Snow White, then she's...
Oh, heavens!
Oh, darn it. Right? But my Snow White's a little bit older. I put her at the same age as me.
This is true.
Yeah. That's what she's saying. Got another one?
Yes, I do.
All right.
You don't know Ish asked, is Nathan Fillion as hot as we think he is? Well, guys, we Googled a picture and
he's okay.
We think he's not bad. Yeah. It's unfortunate that he doesn't live in Saskatoon.
He's not in Saskatoon, so we don't know if he's that hot.
He is Canadian, though.
He is Canadian.
You're so close.
Yeah.
So close.
Yeah, he's Canadian, but I think he lives in your country.
He does.
I think he lives in the
States. Well, because when he hit it big.
Yeah. He left.
He stayed.
Yeah.
He stayed in the States.
Yeah, he stayed in the States. So, and I think he used to be on a soap opera, too. Like, One Life to Live, I want to think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a long
time
ago.
Then he did Castle for a little long time.
Yeah, I did follow him then. You know.
But he's done now. I don't know what he's doing now.
I don't know. But he's okay.
He's in, like, a space thing.
But he's not ugly.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
No. He's not Rob Lowe, though.
No.
He's not Rob Lowe.
No, he's not Rob Lowe.
But you know what? He also isn't, because I know how much you girls love Nickelback, he sure is a far cry from Chad Kroeger or whatever the hell the lead singer's name is. Right? So he's not looking like that.
Nope, he's not.
Exactly.
Okay. That's it for the questions. We're done.
We're done. Thanks, everybody. I really appreciate the fact that people took time out.
It was really good.
To ask us some things.
It was fun.
Yeah. We'll do it again.
Good times.
Good times.
Lisa?
Samantha.
How's your eye shake my head this week?
I want it to go after yours.
No.
Why? Really?
Fine.
Okay, you can't always just decide that I have to always go first. Why do I always gotta go first?
Okay, my eye shake my head has to do with Black Friday.
Okay.
Oh. I always shake my head when people ask me, well, do you know what Toys R Us carries? Do you think they would have it? Do you think blah, blah, blah would have blah, blah? No.
Like, how do we
know that? I
know
what my store carries. Yeah. I know the inventory in my store.
Yeah.
Why would I know where other things live?
See, why would you
know
that?
I don't know the inventory of anyone else other than my own store.
Yeah.
Please.
But people think that, hey?
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Can you, anybody, answer this for me?
Yeah.
Please.
And why does that, and why now do people think that every retailer should sell everybody's gift card?
No, we don't.
No, but that's what people think.
Really?
Yeah, because like you go to a grocery stores, they sell everybody's.
Yes.
I think that's what everybody thinks. Or you go to Walmart, you can get lots of different gift cards.
True.
So I think that's what people think
now. We're not a Walmart.
I know that, but
you're not a Walmart.
Hi. But at Walmart...
Does the Bay sell something other than the Bay?
No, they don't. But I think other people think that they should.
All right.
Yeah. Like, oh, we only have the Bay? Yeah, because we're only the Bay. So we're only the Bay, so we only have the Bay.
Because, and I feel like when these people ask me that question, like, well, where else can I find it? And I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
And they look at me like, I should know.
Or like you're holding out on them.
No.
No.
No, maybe.
Maybe, right? But like, maybe, it's like you have like a secret, like a,
but
huh?
Why would I know, like... where something else would be. Like, if it's not in my store, I don't know where you go.
And
Walmart?
Do you care?
I just throw out random stuff.
Do you? Like, do you send them on a goose chase?
No, because I honestly don't know.
No.
No.
Right? You know, like, I'm just not familiar with enough retailers.
No.
Just my own retail.
Well, and that's enough.
Yeah. Right?
Right?
It's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my eye shake my head.
Okay.
Lisa.
Mine also, Samantha, has to do with Black Friday. It's about the lineups. Dear Black Friday. It's going to happen. So my guy shake my head is and it's not really just only Black Friday, because I just shake my head about lineups in general.
Yes.
Because I sometimes, too, am not the most patient person in the whole wide world.
No.
So I have to try and keep it top of mind, right? If I'm in a lineup, I have to keep it top of mind that, you know, lineups happen, right? She's going as fast as she can, even though I don't think she is. I don't need to be rude. I just need to wait my turn in line. So when it comes to Black Friday or the busy holiday season, I shake my head at people who will like go, like they line jump, right? Like they jump the lines thinking that, okay, this line's too long, I'll go to this line. Then I'll go to this line. Then I'll come to you. And I got to send you back to a different line. And I just think, you know what, people? We wait in lines everywhere.
Yep.
Right? Go to get my oil changed, waiting. Going to the doctor's.
Waiting.
Like, you imagine. So my doctor's office, when they call it, you go just like everybody else, right? So you go, you give your information, you have a seat. They call you at some point. Mm-hmm. Who knows what the logic or what the rhyme or reason is in the doctor's office. But guess what? You wait, you wait, you wait. And then when they go, Mrs. Gibson, I don't get up and say, you son of a bitch, I've been here for 25 minutes. I was here before her. Right? Like, you don't do that. You're just like...
No, you don't.
Inside, maybe you're like, oh, finally.
If you did that...
You'd get kicked out.
You would get kicked out.
Right? If I'm buying my groceries, and there's somebody who's really, really slow and has a lot of items, and I have items too, and there's no, like, cutoff on the items, I can't say when it gets to my turn, I can't say, why were you so friggin' slow? Why'd you buy so much shit? Right? I gotta just keep my lips shut, and I gotta just stand in line. So I shake my head because I think in the world of retail, people don't think that.
No.
Right?
No.
You know?
Like, they don't.
They just don't. Like, remember that story a couple years ago? Remember I was working, it was at Christmas time and it was nighttime, and I had a nurse who came and she wanted to buy stuff from my till, and my till can't ring into Bay Tills because we're a separate company inside the Bay. Uh-huh. And I said, and I explained that nicely to her, and she walked away and she threw her stuff at me and she said, I'm a nurse and if you needed my help, I'd help you. And I was just like, are you kidding me?
Well, if we needed a nurse's help.
I don't want you.
That means that. It's an emergency.
It's an emergency.
Buying clothes is never an emergency.
No, and guess what? I physically, am, my till will physically not ring through that product, ma'am.
No.
So before you have your hissy fit, I can explain to you where you can go before you throw your clothing at me and pretty much tell me that if you're in a car accident and your arm's hanging off, guess what? I'm letting you die. Because that's pretty much what she implied. And I just shake my head at, I shake my head at the attitude. Yeah. You know what? The lineups, it's lineups.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We all know that Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
We know that it's December 25th. I've known that for all my life.
Yeah.
So you know what? If you don't like the hustle and the bustle, which that's perfectly up to you, then you know what? Shop in July.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Get it over with.
Yep.
If you hate it, but if you don't hate it, don't make us hate it.
Well, cause that's kind of where it's going.
That's what I shake my head at.
Yeah.
You know? Because guess what? I want to hear the Christmas music. I want to have good tidings towards men. I want to be like up on the housetop reindeer paws. I want to be all that.
Do you want to shove your face full of chocolate?
I do. Right? And even sometimes, do you remember back in our Pennington's days? Remember? And we'd have the lineups and I'd take around like a tray of candy and I'd be like, did you want? I don't want a candy. Okay. All right. wasn't trying to like spark the fire. I just thought maybe like an after eight might have just soothed you a little bit.
Nope.
So that's my shake my head moments, is I just think, you know, like either shop earlier or just deal with the lineups.
Yes.
Right? Just deal. I agree. Right? Because you know what? You don't want us to be pissy. We don't want you to be pissy.
Nope.
Have we been too negative this podcast?
No, I don't feel so. I feel like we have addressed Dear Black Friday.
And I think we've kind of done it humor.
Yeah.
Because I do think that, you know what?
It's happening.
It's happening.
We don't have a choice.
We don't have a choice.
It's happening.
But I hope we're not negative.
No.
We're still going out there. Well, you are. I'm not this year. I'm really not negative this year about it. Yay, Black Friday! Woo-woo! Bring on Black Friday.
Actually, you know what? It's just another shopping day.
It is.
And I just hope that it's fun.
Yeah.
Because right? Sometimes when it's busy, I feel like it's really fun.
Well, it just, it has the potential to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It has the potential to be a really fun day for workers.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes, you know, some people, right, you bring in different food or, you know, you have like your breaks are set up a little bit different than normal.
Well, and for me, it's always kind of fun when you can find all the stuff someone's looking for.
Yeah.
And they've rattled off a bunch of things, and I'm like, yep, got it, yep, got it, yep, got it. And they look at you like, thank you so much. It's like, yeah. That's what we're here for.
Exactly, right? So absolutely. So I think that we can enjoy the day, mm-hmm. right? I can really enjoy the day.
I enjoy Boxing Day, too.
I enjoy Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy Boxing Day more than Black Friday, but maybe because Black Friday is still kind of new to us.
Yeah, maybe.
So maybe that's it.
Yeah, well, it hasn't been around for very long.
No.
No.
It's not that old.
No.
It's not that old.
Okay.
All right.
Well, speaking of Christmas.
Ooh.
We're jumping into it, Lisa.
We are, Samantha. Both feet.
Both feet.
All December long.
All December long.
Yeah.
So that's what's going to happen, guys. Next topic, it's about Christmas.
Yeah.
We're not sure what, though.
We're not going to tell you what.
We're going to be here. We're going to be there. We're going to be everywhere.
Yeah. We got, like, so much to do, right? We got, like, people to see, places to be, all that sort of thing. We're almost like a carol. Right? We're almost like, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Right?
I am not singing.
I will.
I will not sing a full song.
I might. I'm not going to.
Really?
Nice face. That's it. That, hey? Just like, here's your spirit, let me squash it. And then, and then we'll probably do an episode on Scrooge.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry.
Shut up.
I'm just joking, Samantha.
All right.
All right.
So, Lisa.
What?
Let's tell them where they can find us.
Okay. iTunes. Just me?
iHeartRadio.
Okay, I'm like, is it just me playing this game?
My brain had to click in there for a second.
Spotify.
That's a new one.
That's a new one.
Okay, Instagram.
Twitter.
Google.
Facebook.
You said iTunes, right?
Yep. Spreaker.
Stitcher. Podbean.
Podbean. Don't forget Podbean.
Because that's the original.
That's our home. That's where we live.
And we have a WordPress... I shake my head, wordpress.com.
Yes.
It's a webpage. Yes. Under construction.
Still, it's open for business.
Yeah.
But don't judge us on it. We're still just learning it.
Yeah.
Right?
We're tweaking it.
It's under tweak. It's not under construction. It's under tweak. And Samantha, what else do we want everybody to know about us?
Well, we just want to make sure that everybody knows that we want to be the least stressful part of your day.
Yeah, we want to be on the same page as you.
Yeah.
Right? We want to be the least stressful part. That's all.
That's all.
Right? Because, Samantha, this is the least stressful part of my day.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Right? So we just want to be fun. Come have fun.
Listen to us. We're just talking about whatever.
Whatever.
Whatevs.
All right. Hope everybody has a great week. Go Riders! Hopefully.
They'll be in the Grey Cup.
And they will have won the Grey Cup. Hopefully. We'll let you, you'll be the first to hear how it all plays out. All right. Samantha, always a pleasure.
It should be.
Mm-hmm.